Thank you. Well, you're going to get a little different kind of perspective of venture learning. I'm subbing for my colleague, Paul Porter, who is working with his students on a bicycle trek, who currently they're in Chile. We had hoped to have some live audio hookup, but that didn't pan out. So you're going to have to indulge in my presentation of Paul's adventure learning from the seat of a bicycle. Now, this starts with going back 2 years to a program that Paul initiated when he did a trip from Cairo to Cape Town, Africa. Adventure learning, they first developed a set of guiding principles that they share with the students, their goals. We try to develop a set of student learning objectives, and then what it's like on the trip. We'll share some slides with you. It turned out to be a 2-year trip instead of a 1-year trip. And then this year's trip. And then a little bit of the student feedback and lessons that have been learned in this process. And the principles that are involved here basically evolve from this Doering paper where you've got issue and place. And it's not unlike what Chuck was talking about in terms of the open-ended case, because you're looking at things on the road. There has to be a curriculum, and we would be the first to say that this is probably the part that is least well developed because we're not quite sure how to put it all together. And then, of course, collaborative interaction in a very different way than we often think about it, because you have people in two different places talking about, you hope, the same thing. And then the whole process is based on this adventure activity. Seeing firsthand on one part and living vicariously in another part of the world through the eyes and reports of the others. And then this is an internet-driven process because the technologies have evolved to the point where there can be live communications and interaction in this process. There are opportunities for synchronized learning to take place. The biggest challenges we've had for the most part at this point is that the synchronous learning activities are a little bit hard to orchestrate out in the middle of the wilds of Africa or in the Andes or wherever you might be at the moment. So lots of interactions and integration of pedagogy and learning that stimulates the students. Now, the adventure learning goals in this case are to enrich the learning with distance delivery, insights, and images. And the images become very important because it's capturing people in place and in time in that is here at this moment, unlike what we might read in the newspaper or what we may see on video. Here your instructor is interacting with these people, seeing these animals, soils, climate, environment, ecological conditions, and understanding the way people are living 7,000 miles away. The objectives here were to appreciate the connections between the land and the ecosystems, the cultures, and the food systems, and to effectively engage in an inquiry into this complex system. Now, to do this effectively becomes kind of difficult because How do you engage the student that's in the classroom here in the States with what they're seeing in the visual imagery and the narrations that are being delivered? Paul has made a really good effort to try to engage everyone in this process and admit that, you know, there are loose ends. It's messy, not unlike the open-ended case study or our learning systems. So this story begins 2 years ago in 2009 when Paul joined a cycling group organized out of Canada on a trek from Cape Town to Cairo by bicycle. Now, this is a supported trip in the sense that there's two trucks that carry their bicycles and equipment, as well as a mobile kitchen. And they have a chef that prepares their food for them. So they're supported in that way. Fairly large group. And they actually do have those who are competitive, and so they are. Some of them are racing, and some of them, their goal is simply to survive the trek. Paul started out as a racer, but found that it became difficult to keep up with his students and do all of the picture taking that he wanted to keep up with the narration and the log of the trip. And so after about a month, he gave up trying to be a part of the racing group. But it provided a tremendous opportunity to learn about agriculture as you they traversed a continent. Paul made daily observations of the terrain, of the livestock, of the agriculture, of the people. Recorded audio blogs, he uploaded photos, and he spoke with the students via satellite phone on a weekly basis. Now, on campus, these students only met once a week. So he would try to synchronize his times to that class time. There was a graduate student that ran the class on campus and assisted in transferring materials to the website. Students in the class then accessed Paul's blog and visited materials on Web Vista. The course has been modified this year so that there's an on-campus instructor and not just a TA that's working with the course. Primarily involved in coordinating guest lectures and guiding reflections and facilitating in-class discussion. The equipment that was involved to facilitate this was a Palm Pilot, an Olympus camera, solar panel, and the reason for the solar panel was in order to use his satellite phone, he had to be able to charge it because he did not have access to electricity in many parts of the trip. And of course then various adapters, chargers, etc., and websites to support the class activities. The notepads, notebooks, headlamps, primarily so that he could do things at night when he in order to communicate with his class that was during the day, early afternoon, late evening. He collected his thoughts and stories, both for the audio portion of his blog, as well as for some of the video things that he put together. Initially, these were put together in notebook format. He used the satellite phone to communicate. Using the web, All Road Sat Communications, Hipcast, which was also accessed on the web. And then he had a graduate student. The graduate student loaded this up onto the website to make it available to the students in the classroom and available before class for them to review. Photos and images were handled much in the same way, but created a little bit more of a problem because he could not upload those on his satellite phone. He had to wait till he got to some place where he could have access to a computer to then permit the uploading all of that material, usually done at internet cafes. And again, the student did all of the work on campus to put this on the website. So again, this was available for the students to use in the classroom. The guest speaker list, you can sort of read through this list. These were people on campus that were asked to come in to review, to discuss their perspectives. Many of these were natives of the region and through which they were traveling. Others were historians, anthropologists who worked in these areas, so that there was a degree of firsthand knowledge. But one of the real problems in this process is the continuity. Each had their story, and it was not necessarily choreographed in a way to give the level of continuity that would be desired. But connecting the learning process was using the adventure learning experienced in this case by Paul, the readings that were put together, the guest speakers that were brought in, talking about cultural experiences, and the reflections that the students had. Now, the ratings that were given for the African tour, you can see that the blog seemed to be fairly effective in delivering course content as based on a rating scale of 1 to 10, and most of the students thought that they did a pretty good job. Their comments and opinion of the Web Vista site as a technique was a little less enthusiastically embraced, but the question of uniqueness of the course, as you might well expect, was very highly embraced by the students. And then was the fact that Paul was planning this bicycle trip across Africa, did that influence them in taking the course? And the majority did say yes, but not all of them. And then indicate what level the course has given you as a more desire to travel abroad. And most of these students obviously were very interested, but this sort of piqued their interest. And that was sort of the backdrop then to this year's event, which is the Buenos Aires to Lima, Peru, where they are crossing the Andes twice. They started in Buenos Aires, crossed the Andes to Chile. They are currently in Chile, where, of course, it's springtime. Things are starting to grow. They've made very good progress. What's different on this trip is that Paul is accompanied by four students, whereas before he was alone and had no responsibility for anyone but himself. So this creates a whole new unique level of responsibility and perhaps liability with these students. Now, the on-campus group of students you see reflected here, majority are juniors and seniors that are participating in the on-campus class. They represent a fairly broad array of students. The majority of these are non-ag students, global studies, Spanish, biology, history, economics, and individualized instruction or program. So a very dispersed group of students that are vicariously riding the pampas with Paul as he explores the experiences in South America. A website has been set up to explore and follow this. It's being followed by not only his students on campus, but also a group of K-12 educators that he's working with, following him along on his trek. So again, the same sort of scenario in the sense that he's put together his thoughts on notebook. It then goes to satellite phone, hipcast, webcast, students on campus. He has two assistants that are helping him put this together. Likewise, the audio blogs are being put together so that that all gets uploaded. A very distinctly more coordinated narrative creation has been put together with Paul, the student writers, K-12 teachers and their students, college students, on-campus instructors, and in-class speakers. And to put this all together, Paul interviewed potential candidates, explained what was going to be going on the trip. The adventure learning provides context for learning. That's what experiential learning is all about. It's really engaging technology to allow synchronous as well as asynchronous delivery. And an adventure provided a way to integrate topics and concepts, understanding this difference in climate, difference in topography, ecology, and then to make meaning out of the experiences. And here you have Paul giving his thumbs up. We hope that it continues successfully. I did mention earlier that the African trip ended up being 2 years in completion, because halfway through the trip, he hit a pothole, come around a corner, and this pothole was bigger than the bicycle wheel, and half as deep as the diameter of the wheel. He flew off, ended up with a compound forearm fracture. It was medevaced out, he came back to Minnesota, recovered, got permission to go back the next year to finish the trip. And so Paul is an adventuresome person. Those of you who know him, he's a marathoner. He does Ironman competition. And, of course, the whole Cape Town to Cairo, and now the South American experience with a group of students. And from the last reports we had, everything was going very well. He has one young lady as well as three young men with him. And so it's an interesting and challenging experience, but everyone is very, very enthusiastic about the experience that they're having. Try to answer any questions that you have in the few minutes that may be left. I didn't point out that the students that are traveling do get 12 credits. They are doing independent studies. They've done work with international studies to fill up a semester's worth of courses. 12 credits constitutes a full load, so they can get financial aid and all of those things. The students on campus are in a 3-credit course, and of course have reflective papers that they do in conjunction with the guest lectures.
So talk a little bit about the K-12 curriculum. Like what kind of schools are logging in?
Well, there's really only there are only a couple that have done so. And I don't have all of the details, but they've outlined some 5 different topic areas that they are working with, and then they see Paul in these environments.
No, I was. I didn't answer. Thank you. Thank you very much.